Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Holy jingle bells, it's the holiday season. Lots of shopping to do. The holiday season is my favorite time of the year. And before you know it, it will be here, the big day. So don't stress out, make it easy on yourself and do all your holiday shopping on fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. It's where I'll get everything I need and my holiday will be stress-free. And yours can too. So shop Amazon for all your holiday delights. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon and save a friend's holiday by sharing the link on social media. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. And I can't forget mom and dad, my little sister, little D. Oh, wait, he's been naughty this year.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Am I the only one that's got a Christmas Yule log in his pants? Orly, I think you are out of your mind.
Why?
Wanting to do what you want to do, bro.
What do I want to do? Why don't you share? You want me to share? You want to share?
If it's something that you want to do, clearly you want to share. I said, dive right in!
I want to start driving for Uber.
You're an idiot. Why, bro?
Why?
Are you crazy?
A lot
Is
of
it
reasons.
For holiday reasons, holiday money, holiday
no,
funds?
Just to do it.
Why don't you just do what I do when you're low on money? Go back to stripping.
I could.
That's what I do.
No, I wanted to do it, and then I said, you know what? I'm going to write out some pros and cons.
Okay.
And then I was like, I'll ask you, because you always, you're always straight up.
Well, before we get to that, I got to give it out. What a do? Martha Moo off the Twitter. Martha chiming in right
Martha
there. Right
Moo.
Off the top. Martha Moo, what it do? Martha, that's the new slogan for you, by the by. What it do, Martha Moo. All right, so you want to start driving for Uber.
Yeah.
You have a perfect face for radio, Orly. People are going to recognize your voice as soon as you start speaking.
Perfect face for
radio. And look who's healed from the power of baby Jesus. Hallelujah. Our producer has been healed. He's got his voice back.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
He doesn't have his SARS mask on this week.
No. Not today.
Welcome. I was like, he either has SARS or he's going to go gambling with the other Asians at the casino. Because they wear those little masks all the time.
Yeah, because of the cigarette smoke and the pot smoke.
Oh, is that what it is?
No. I don't know. So you want to drive for Uber.
Yeah, I want to Uber it up.
What? What is the precipice behind this idea?
Well, like I said, I had some pros and cons.
Okay.
Pros.
All right.
Pros, extra money.
How about if I'll give you a bell and a ding for things that I agree with.
All right.
Okay, go ahead. Pros and cons, go.
Pros, well, money. I don't need the money, but I would like extra money. Why not?
Okay. I'm going to give you a buzzer on that. Here's the reason why. You don't need any money. Using hand signals and saying it audibly just completely defeats the purpose.
Can you turn me up a little bit?
Orly needs more in his headphones.
It was loud earlier. I don't know what happened. It disappeared all of a sudden.
Well, maybe you lost your hearing because of all that Uber driving.
All that Uber talk.
So you want it? You think that you, for the idea of driving for the extra money, I'm going to give you a buzzer. Because if you're driving for Uber, where are the kids?
Asleep. I'm going to do it.
In the back of the Uber?
No. Yeah, that'd be cool. No, I'm only going to do it like, that's the thing. I'm going to do it when I want to do it. Like, my wife goes to bed early. My kids go to bed early. So instead of sitting on the couch watching TV, dozing off, being bored, I was like, why not go make some money?
So you're going to drive at night?
Yeah, probably like 7 or 8 at night.
All right, well, I'm not going to give you a buzzer and a ding for that drive at night thing. I'm going to give you another sound effect for you driving at night. Yeah, there you go. Right in the back of your skull, Orly.
I'm not going to drive in the hood. I'm going to drive
People in your neighborhood all have BMWs and Mercedes. Nobody's going to be Ubering anywhere.
You never know. I'm going to try it.
Let's see here off the Twitter, Mata Martha just chimed in. I've heard from Uber drivers that there are so many drivers you don't end up making the money they advertise that you will make.
Well, I'm not trying to make millions. A couple bucks. If I make $5 extra, I'll be happy.
How about if I give you $5 to not drive for Uber?
All right.
What's your other idea? What's your other con?
A con?
Or whatever. What other idea, I should say?
You know me, I like to talk to people, so I'm like, hey, I'll make some new friends.
Okay, there is nothing, I'm going to give you a buzzer on that, there is nothing more annoying than getting in an Uber car and you got Chatty Cathy behind wheel number one. I don't want to know your life story. Nobody's going to enjoy that. Nobody's going to sit there and hear the Orly show while you're driving around hearing about all the stories and whatnot.
All right. How about this
some,
one? How about this
get
one?
A TV and play some porn on
how about this? Yeah.
Okay. What?
Well, how about?
Give your next idea. This is encouraging.
I can get
so
show
far.
Material.
Show you. Well, I'm going to give you a ding on that one because you definitely can bring it to, especially when you get like the couple that gets in the back seat and they start getting freaky and stuff. Don't stop them.
Don't
the
stop
Uber
them.
Corner.
Don't stop them.
Yeah. Well, that second zipper back there has some stuff you guys might be able to
little
things in there for people.
Yeah. You got that little second zipper in the back seat because your wife goes to bed too early. All right. What's your other idea?
They're going
to
be like, there's toys back here, but they're kids' toys. Oh, wrong zipper.
I don't know. What are you doing with that Tickle Me Elmo doll?
Promote the show. Can I promote the show?
You absolutely.
Might be able to. I'll wear like the wristband. Mm-hmm. I'll have like club cards in the back.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
That also guarantee that you get shot in the back of the head.
Cons? I was thinking cons.
Okay, cons. What are your cons?
People farting in my car.
Okay, I'm going to give you a buzzer because farting is okay.
That's not a buzzer.
I'm going to give you a dinger because farting is okay. I am okay with farting. Farting rules in my house and Casa La Blaze is let it fly, let it lie. Just don't get it in your eye.
Oh,
I made myself laugh on that one. All right, where's Lady K? All right, what's your other con?
Con, drunk people. Sometimes
drunk
it can
people.
Be annoying.
I'm going to give you a ding on that because that's a really good idea. It's not a con. Driving around drunk people is going to be the entertainment for you, which you'll be able to bring back to the show.
Okay.
And that's
see, you're
all
at
you're going to have
I'm,
is drunk
I'm looking
people.
From the wrong
you're
angle.
You're looking at it as the wrong way. I mean, you've got to see the a-hole through the hair. What? I don't know what any of that means. All right, what's the
dirty
con?
People? Just dirty smelly, people. Dirty people in my car.
I'm going to give you a ding on that because that's a very good idea because smelly, dirty people don't need to be on the street. They need to be in cars. That way we can move them around. Phoenix is known for shuffling around the dirty, homeless, stinkies.
Booty, them. I don't want no booty
and
juice
if,
on my
and
seats.
If you're going to be able to make $100 off of moving a dirty, dirty dookie booty across the city, you will be, I think that's a good idea. All right. What other bad idea don't you think you have?
That's it. I'm tapped out. I wanted to hear yours.
Okay. One of the ideas that I think is a good idea for driving for Uber, number one, is that's going to get you away from your kids. What I think right now is that you're too in love with your kids, and they're just going to grow up, become teenagers, and drive you insane and break your heart. Soon as your little girl brings home one of the Arizona football linemen, you're going to be like, I should have taken Corey's advice and started driving for Uber. another thing I'm going to give you, a good thing about it is that it's going to get you away from your wife. You're going to be able to have that sense of being a single man once again, which is way God intended it. You shouldn't have got married in the first place, but that's not your fault. She said yes. Here's a reason why you shouldn't drive for Uber. You're going to have to replace the tires on your car all over again. And you know how nervous you were when you took that road trip over into California. You're going to be even nervous about that now because your car is not that new.
All right.
Aren't you glad you asked me?
Sure.
Anything else?
No, you broke my heart. I'm not going to drive for Uber now.
No, I think you should.
Bad Guy Radio Show. Ghost of Christmas present.
I had a funny feeling. Why did you do that?
Sometimes you have to slap them in the face just to get their attention.
Fine. Slap me in the face. But you kicked me in the balls.
It's time to begin your journey. Now, close your eyes. And think.
No. You close your eyes.
Oh, no.
I'm through.
Don't be bothersome. Close your eyes. And think of snowflakes and moonbeams and whiskers on Kip. No picking. Of rainbows, forget-me-nots. Of misty meadows and sun-dappled pools. Oh, look. There's Mr. Hedgehog. I wonder where he's going. Perhaps to Harlem.
Oh.
Breakfast.
Good, my jaw.
Oh, sometimes the truth is painful, Frank, but it's made your cheeks all rosy and your eyes bright as stars.
If you touch me again, I'm gonna rip your goddamn wings off, okay?
Oh, you know I like the rough stuff.
Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with executive producer Philippius and co-host Orly. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
Hey, happy holidays, everybody. It's Fat Guy Radio Show, heard in 79 different countries with over 500,000 downloads all over the world with the best listeners in the world. Yes, folks, I'm talking about Chew. You sitting out there right now listening to this. That's what, yeah, you sexy, some of my sexy bastards, you. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes.
You're such a dink. And a co-host, Orly, Uber driver.
Uber driver here.
Uber driver.
I gotta get Orly. my Uber code pretty soon.
Uber code.
Thank you all. I appreciate that. We like this show to be interactive. As you heard, Martha Muza Mama Muza is off the Twitter. We would like you to please interact with us, just like PJ from PJ from Parker just tweeted out, tuning in here. He's checking in because he doesn't want the big guy to be all upset. Make sure you like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. Ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by the Amazon Holiday Central. It is that time of year, folks, that we need you to definitely visit our Amazon page for all your holiday essentials. Shopping through the Amazon portal on fatguyradioshow.com, or you can go directly from any browser, be it on your mobile, your tablet, or your computer, desktop. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. You completely bypass the website and go right to Amazon, and we still get the credit. And with it being the holiday season, folks, here is Orly with Fat Guy Radio Show's Amazon Pick of the Week. Orly! Fade that out, Lip.
Oh, today we have the Maybe You Touched Your Genitals hand sanitizer. From the Blue Company, this 3.2-ounce bottle runs about $6.92. The Maybe You Touched Your Genitals hand sanitizer is an antibacterial hand gel that's for use on your hands. It does contain alcohol, so it may sting anywhere else.
Ooh.
It does kill 99% of germs on contact. Mm-hmm. And remember, this just isn't great for yourself. It's the perfect gift for your dad, mom, auntie, uncle, brother, boyfriend, husband, wife, or anyone else you know who may touch their genitals. Now back to a man who knows all about touching his own genitals, Corey Blaze.
Yes, thank you, Orly. Back to the Uber driver car with yourself. That's Amazon, folks. Find the banner on our website or go directly by entering fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Click through the Shop Now button on our Facebook cover photo, or if you've downloaded the show app, click the Amazon button. It's so easy. The Amazon Holiday Central. Amazon, proud to power Fat Guy Radio Showdy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, well, welcome back. Now that you can bring back that other bed, now that we're done doing that. There we go. Right on to the slow music. Right to the slow. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Christmas time. It is the 1st of December. Yeah.
And it is cold as hell in Arizona all
it
of a sudden.
It is frost. Jack Frost is nipping at your nipples?
Yeah. The last 2 days, it's like, jeez, out of nowhere.
That was beautifully ended right there, Lip. That was beautiful. Did you do that on purpose?
It did it on its own.
Thank you, Lip.
I cannot take credit.
Way to take the credit. It is December 1st, ladies and gentlemen. I can't believe that it is definitely December 1st. I am blown away by how fast this year has gone. But believe it or not, Orly, I am ready for this year to end.
Are you?
I am.
Is it a bad year?
It's been a bad year for deaths.
Yeah, that's every year.
No, 2016 was just like cleaning out Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, all the people that were dying were making way for the most vapid group of entertainers that we've ever seen in history as the biggest truck possible drives outside the back of the studio. This is...
That was a motorcycle.
The saddest thing ever. Thank you, Lip.
It's the Hollywood purge. That's how I see it.
Well... We'll get to our Thanksgiving recaps because I want to know if Philippi has dropped the turkey in the ground again like he does because his foreign-ass family has chosen not to assimilate. But I was really shocked by this latest celebrity death.
And which one was that?
Mama Brady.
Oh, yeah.
We are talking about Florence Henderson.
Yep.
That one sucked, bro.
It was like out of nowhere, right? I don't think she was sick or anything.
She was taping like a special 2 days before. She fell ill 2 days after taping a TV special, went to the hospital, didn't check out.
Yeah, I heard she was just on Dancing with the Stars.
That was it, the Stars. And it just really bummed me out. Lip, are you familiar with the Brady Bunch?
I've heard of them, yes.
You never watched them?
No.
You chose not to assimilate. The thing is this was like America's mom.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
there was a time where you thought that Bill Cosby was considered America's dad.
Until he started molesting all the women.
Yeah, until he started, you know, roofing everybody and putting, you know, having the wandering uncle finger. But for the most part, you know, this was America's mom, and it just kind of really sucked when this news broke and then posted it up. It's like, damn, 2016 took another good one.
Yeah, I think a lot of people knew her just because it's one of those shows where, like, no matter what age, they still replay
it's
episodes.
Iconic.
So, yeah, so, like, younger kids know who it is. Older people know who it is because they grew up watching it.
Yeah, it's an iconic show, and it literally just sucked that we lost Florence Henderson. So, safe home, Carol Brady, safe home. So, last week, I haven't seen you guys in almost 8 days. We were gone. So we did the show on Wednesday last week.
Yeah.
And Lady K started having fits because we were gone so long. She was like, I need you guys back.
It felt super long. I was thinking we took the week off. I was like, jeez.
No.
I started to think I missed coming in on accident.
No, we moved it to Wednesday because last week was, of course,
Thanksgiving Day.
So, Philippians, how was your Thanksgiving holiday? Were you sick through the whole thing, or were you able to enjoy some tryptophan and some caloric intake?
I was in a hazmat suit.
You were sick the whole Thanksgiving, bro?
Yeah, and I had like a tube that they fed turkey through so I could eat.
That's not right.
But
that
they
was...
blended it because it wouldn't fit.
Oh, so you had turkey puree.
Yeah.
Like... Where'd the tube go?
Where did the tube
which
go?
End?
Which
end
orifice?
Or back end?
Which
just,
orifice? Point to the
right
doll.
Up my butt and that was it.
Point to the doll on where they put the tube, Lip. Point on
right
the doll.
Right there.
Where they put the tube.
Your danger zone.
Yeah.
Highway to the danger zone. See, Orly, somebody would have sang with me and you just stared at me. Thanks for leaving me out there.
I don't even know what
Lip
song it was.
Oh, wow.
Danger zone?
Really?
I don't know.
Daniel Taylor is over in the corner. He is going to jump across his console and stab you.
If it's from a movie, I don't watch that many movies.
Oh my God, it's from Top Gun.
I've seen that years ago.
It's from Top Gun, Orly.
Well, since Daniel Sino, should I tell him I've never watched any of the Star Wars movies? Will that make him?
You just
I think one of them, like a long time ago, like the
Orly,
original.
You were going to start a fight in here.
I'm just sharing.
I feel like Thanksgiving.
I didn't say I didn't like them. I just said I've never really seen them. And I didn't know there was a new one coming out till today on YouTube something and didn't let me skip the advertisement.
DJ's gonna stab you in the jugular. This off the text messaging because my uncle doesn't use Twitter. Before you start ranting, tell the guys belated Turkey Day for me. Thank you, Uncle Vincent.
Thanks, Uncle Vincent.
Thanks.
Hey, here, Uncle Vincent, here's a cotton ball wind chime sound for you. Play it now, Orly. There you go. All right. That was beautiful. Hey, put those down. I can't hear. So, Lip, back to you. Now that Orly has completely lost every friend he's ever known. So, you had a tube stuck up your yuha for Thanksgiving.
Correct. I couldn't taste the pie. That was the bad part.
That's because they put the tube in your pie. All right. Thank you very much, Lip.
And it came out brown.
Oh, it was burn pie.
Booty pie.
This show is so stupid. I don't even know why Martha and PJ from Parker even listened to it. Two listeners down to one. Wow. Orly, what was up with your Thanksgiving? Because I have a really interesting question for you, but I will ask you the general question. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Came out to Scottsdale and hung out with my wife's family, because I don't have any family here.
Yeah.
My wife's family. And we they have a super cool, ridiculous house. So we played some, there's like a golf thing in the backyard, like a golf green.
Like a little mini golf course.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then we did like just chilled and had some fire pit and ate a little. I just ate a little food because I don't eat meat anymore. So
see, that's where my second question comes in, Orly. That is the question I believe that is burning in the consciousness of America at this point. How did the no meat boy handle Thanksgiving when Thanksgiving is all about the meat?
Easily. I had some mashed potatoes.
You know what? You have lost every friend.
I had some salad.
Mashed potatoes and salad.
And some a roll.
A roll.
And that was it. Mashed potatoes, a roll, and salad.
Am I on Glarnock 7 right? And green bean casserole. Yeah. Am I on Glarnock 7 right now?
It feels like it.
He really had mashed potatoes, a salad, a roll, and
green bean casserole
for Thanksgiving.
That was it.
That's a very disappointing Thanksgiving in my eyes.
Betty Crocker's on the other line. She just called you an a-hole.
I didn't eat no gravy because I had meat in it. I had no ham, no turkey.
Okay. Hold on, Orly. Hold this. Just pause the show for a minute. Mrs. C., this is Corey Blaze here, Fat Guy Radio Show. Mrs. C and Mrs. C's Barbecue. I need the works. Take the little hammer, crash through that little piece of glass that has, you know, break in the case of hunger for Corey. I need you to break that now, and I need this studio filled with everything that moves, oinks, and swims. Thank you. All right, back to the show, everybody. Welcome back.
No, but everybody kept asking. I heard you don't eat meat anymore, and I'm like, so what are you going to have? I'm like, pretty much anything that's not meat.
You do realize how insane that sounds.
It doesn't. It's not that bad.
That is immensely that bad.
It's not. I don't miss meat. That's the thing. Everybody always says, I could never do it. And I'm like, I was that person. Like, I used to eat meat every meal. I'm like, oh, are we going to have like meat? Are we going to have like a steak? Are we going
to
have.
You couldn't just bend the rules for one day, Thanksgiving. Here's the thing. Here's what I think it is. Now we're going to break it down. I'm going to break it down, Liv. I'm going to break them down piece by piece. I think why you're doing this is out of fear. Because you know, once that succulent piece of dead animal comes across those Mexican lips, you are going to be hooked like a 3-foot-tall hooker with her mouth wide open. You know that that's going to happen.
It's possible.
And you don't want to do it because you're going to get your mouth, you're going to get your lips around that meat. And you are not going to be able to stop until both of you are satisfied. What? That's not right. Wow. I'm sorry. Somebody's got to read that one back to me.
No, it's possible because somebody else asked that. They're like, how about just like a little piece of turkey? And I'm you like, ain't... no, because I might, once it, I said exact same thing. I brought up a line from old school, but I was like, once it hits the lips, I'm like, it might be over. I might just go crazy like a vampire and just start, you know what I mean? They get a little taste of
you
blood.
You totally should, dude. That's the whole point. It's Thanksgiving. What's wrong with eating meat? You have been a carnivore all year. Orly, you're here. You're surrounded by people who love you, except for Dita. You're surrounded by people who love you, except for me. You're surrounded by Lip. And this is a safe place, even though you don't know Top Gun the movie. This is a safe place, okay? We're going to help you, Orly. Make meat great again.
I don't need it. Like, I don't miss it. That's the weird thing.
You've got to, dude.
I don't.
If I took, God placed animals on this earth for a reason, for us to shoot them, fry them up, and eat them. You're right, Martha off the Twitter. PJ from Parker, help us save your boy. Your little running ass is running everywhere, but PJ from Parker is still eating meat.
But I got one for you.
Yeah.
PJ's girl doesn't eat meat.
PJ, dump her. Move on.
And he told me, too, first Thanksgiving, she hasn't ate meat, so she's right there with me.
Dude, you could have at least made a... I'm lost for words.
What's the purpose of vegetarian?
I'm not one of those people that are like, oh, save the animals. I just, if you don't, I know, I mean, I talked about it in the very first time, when I first started, I did it to do just for myself. I'm like, I'm not going to do it for 30 days. And then I felt good. I just felt like I didn't need it. And I was like, I'm not going to eat anymore. I just haven't did it.
You were being murdered on Twitter right now. You were being murdered on Twitter. Martha Mata, what a do, says, what kind of Mexican goes vegan? Oh, wait, Orly's a coconut. I want this in the replay machine next week. Just the clip that says you put the lime in the coconut. I want that right here in this replay machine. Okay, Lip?
Should I not
that.
Bring up to Martha that I made some vegetarian tamales this week? Either?
Martha is going to.
I don't think you could call them tamales.
I think that if we listen carefully and open up the door to the studio, we can probably hear Mata Martha screaming somewhere down the street in Glendale, Arizona right now. We could probably hear her screaming and cars screeching. If she knew where we were, this is why our security is so tight, Orly, for conversations just like this, because you are crazy. You are a crazy man. You are loco.
Martha's tweeting with her turkey leg in the other hand right now.
No, she's
tweeting
got her,
one hand.
She's got a burrito. You know how to watch the show. You watch the show eating a burrito. You weren't. Okay, I applaud you, but I applaud you with knives between my fingers. And here's the reason why. It's Thanksgiving, dude. Tell me, did your wife even make a turkey, or did the family that you went to, your wife's family that you went to because you're a latchkey kid and your parents don't love you anymore, did your wife's family make a turkey?
Yeah, there's turkey, ham, all kinds of
stuff. You just walked by it.
Two turkeys. Yeah.
The smell.
That's like walking by a... Never mind, I was about to use a really bad metaphor. A really bad metaphor. Damn, you fine as hell, boy. I applaud you for your determination. But I think it's ludicrous.
And I'm not even saying I'll never eat meat again. I don't even miss it. It's weird. I don't even know. I'm confused myself.
Martha just had to be rushed to the hospital. She says, Orly makes my anxiety levels go up. Ha ha, I just can't let go of meat, period. I hear you, Martha. Oh, wait, we're talking about food, right? Sorry about that. Martha says, I need chorizo in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Orly, I'm just picking on you, but dude, I think you're completely insane. But you know what? You stuck to it. At least one thing you stuck to for six months. You definitely folded on Facebook, but you stuck to the vegan thing and you're doing it. Now, one day, someday, soon,
yes,
you are going to walk into Studio G where you sat right now and everything meat will be sitting here in front of you.
You don't think I'll be able to resist it?
Orly, if you do resist it, I will literally take a chicken leg and put it in your bad place. If it won't go in your mouth, it will definitely go in your ass. That's a t-shirt printed up.
But I'd still be considered vegetarian.
No, it's not vegetarian, because there's some meat inside of you. Everybody now on Facebook, we need to start a new Facebook fan group called Get the Meat Back in Orly. I'm entertained myself at this point. I think you're insane, dude. I think you're insane. My Thanksgiving plan.
Thanksgiving Day.
My Thanksgiving, I can sum it up with a sound clip.
I'm so lonely.
I spent my Thanksgiving so by myself.
By yourself?
By myself.
So why? Did you have plans? Did they fall through?
Nope.
Somebody...
I didn't make any plans, and I know this is going to sound crazy, and this is why I didn't post any food pictures. People were PJ from Parker, just the backstroke on the PJ from Parker just chimed in, and he says that he's down to eat meat once a week. So PJ, you're out. The
not going to read your tweets anymore.
Nope. Going to block them. You're getting murdered on Twitter right now. I didn't plan anything for Thanksgiving. I planned to do a Thanksgiving for one. And the reason why is because it was my only day off that
week. So you
just
wanted to relax and they wanted to put up with the...
I just wanted to relax because I had two GCU games on Friday. I had another GCU game on Sunday. On Saturday, I had... I don't know what I did on Sunday. I can't remember what I did on Sunday, but it was just back to back to back. So I knew, and then I had another game on Monday, and I knew that I was just going to be back, just lined up all week. So I literally hid out for Thanksgiving and spent the day, slept half of it, decorated the other half of it, and made myself, you know, just a little mini Thanksgiving. So it wasn't.
Were you sad?
No, kind
of? Like, you
not
feel,
at all.
No,
not at all. Sent out.
So did you have meat?
I did. I did. I had turkey parts. Just bought a couple turkey parts.
The bad parts?
Yeah. Yeah, I had the bad parts. Put them in the bad place.
Took
the bad
pie? Parts. Did you have pumpkin pie?
I did. Someone gave me a frozen pumpkin pie, which I have never had a frozen pumpkin pie.
Like you eat it frozen?
No, you buy it frozen, and then you put it in the oven for like 18 hours because it takes forever in a year.
Longer than turkey.
And was then, it like the crust was still like dough?
It was. It was. I don't know how they make them, but it was actually pretty good. And once I got past the third pie, I stopped counting the slices.
Three pies later and 10 tubs of whipped cream.
Three pies later and a cup of tears, I was good to go. But the frozen pie thing was kind of on point. I was surprised by the frozen pie. I figured that it would have had the effects of, you know, a frozen dinner. But no, it really tasted fresh. And it was a pumpkin pie. And the secret to the pumpkin pie was that you don't cut into it right after it comes out of the oven.
You got to let it set.
You got to let it sit for like another 30 minutes and cool so that it solidifies. And then once I did that, I did the whole whipped cream thing on the top.
Okay.
And it wasn't half bad.
We had I was a little upset. Yeah, they had where I went, they had don't get me wrong, it was good. A pumpkin pie cheesecake. But I'm kind of old school traditional. Like, I was looking for the regular pumpkin pie. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. It just kind of.
That wasn't a high
five. I was looking for.
You two rubes.
I was looking for the traditional pumpkin pie. You know what I mean?
So
I was a little bummed.
I saved the box because I wanted to pick up some more for some of the holiday parties that I'm hosting. So I saved the box. So I will text you the brand and check it out. Yeah, I don't know how much, sure. I don't know how much they cost because someone gave it to me. It was actually very good. It was very, very pleasing. And before we go to break this real quick, off the Thanksgiving idea, I may or may not need a new, smoke detector in my house. Because the worst thing that could possibly happen to a smoke detector
fell on your head.
No, the battery decided to run dead on it, so it started chirping, and it started chirping at 4:09 in the morning.
So it got ripped off.
I hit it with a baseball bat, knocked that sucker right off the wall. So I might need another smoke detector because then once I have one upstairs and I have one downstairs, I have an upstairs downstairs house. And once the one upstairs, it's daisy chained to the one downstairs. So when the one upstairs was no longer connected, the next night, the one downstairs started tripping.
It's like, they're like friends. They start causing each other to
tripping. Yeah, they were like friends. Like when I call D-Tay, then D-Tay doesn't call me back, which is normal. I break down. All right, folks, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. Black Friday, people are stupid when it comes to Black Friday. And I'm going to rant about it. The McDonald's workers right here in Phoenix protested this week.
Demanding money.
Demanding money. And I got a message for them. We'll be right back after this as we listen to Nick Cannon's Leftover Trash. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Hello from Halo Cigs, the premier electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids and flavors to match any smoker's desires. Halo Cigs is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. They are the leading electronic cig company providing a seamless and easy way to switch from traditional tobacco to e-cigs. I made the switch. It was very easy. And like I mentioned to you all the time, the new year is right around the corner and people are gonna make that New Year's resolution to stop smoking. Halo Cigs is the way to make sure that this will be the one resolution that you do keep to stop smoking. And vaping has a whole nother experience, but you still get the same satisfaction without all the carcinogen, the tar, and the additional bad chemicals that go into traditional tobacco cigarettes. So get started today by clicking the Halo Cigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Halo Cigs, I am vaping, baby! All right. right, welcome back to the showdy. Whoa. Right off the cliff there, Lip. What did I say before we went to break?
The smoke detector and Black Friday.
Oh, yeah, Black Friday. Okay, so this broke, of course. Black Friday was last Friday, and I got to thank everyone that shopped Black Friday deals on Target. I got an email from our Target representative, and he was very pleased with the sales that were moving there. We can always do better, but he was very pleased. And are we quitting our jobs? And is Orly still having to apply for Uber? Yes. but we did do well on Black Friday. And so we want to thank everybody. So a lot of people did it. And here's the thing is that the stories broke, Orly, that a lot of shoppers were going to take two online. Black Friday brick and mortar store shopping was down 50%, or they projected it to be down 50%. And a lot of the numbers that are coming in shows that Black Friday shopping itself was down. I was watching the news. Yeah. Our friends over at ABC 15, who don't know who we are, they were out in front of the malls and in front of the stores, and people were camping out. And that's kind of like the old school way that people used to do it. But it was a lot of that going on here and around the valley. So from what I understand, unless you guys know differently, it was relatively a quiet Black Friday here in the Valley of the Sun.
Yeah, they did. I saw a lot of places did online now. Like usually you had to go to a store to get that deal.
Right.
They were letting you, like if you like wanted the $199 TV, they were offering it online also all day. So, I mean, there was no point to go.
Yeah, that's true. But when the crowds that were out, I don't think there was any reported incidents.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it was too crazy. I actually went out, and that's another thing, too. It's not really Black Friday anymore. I went to Target on Thursday night around, because last year the stores did like 7 o'clock special, a 9 o'clock, a 10 o'clock, and 12. So they wanted to keep you there all night until like the big, big sale in the morning.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? So I went like at 8 o'clock, family was asleep. I said, I'm going to go out shopping for a little bit. I went to Target. First of all, I parked like three cars in.
From the front door? Yeah. It wasn't that big of a crowd.
Yeah. So I go in and I was like, I got a couple things and I was like, so is there more sales starting at 9 o'clock or 10? He goes, no, everything started at 6 o'clock today. So 6 o'clock on Thursday, all the retail stores did 6 o'clock and it was done.
So it's almost like the fervency of Black Friday is kind of wearing off.
Yeah, so there was some stores did little specials on Friday, but all the big things that people wanted was all 6 p.m. on Thursday.
Right. This off the Twitter. Lady K just joined us. She's been listening the whole time, but her Twitter doesn't cooperate on her tablet. We need to get Lady K a new tablet for Christmas. We're going to put that word into a Santa Claus there, Lady K, with your tinsel. She says she hates Black Friday. That's why she used our links to shop. Lady K, thank you very much. She gets a ding. Mana Martha off the Twitter says, I didn't go nowhere this weekend. I avoided the crowds and have done everything online so far. So I think that's the new trend. But yeah. Orly, to your point, the whole excitement of Black Friday was that idea of camping out in front of a store so you can go in there and get a $3,000 TV for $4.
Exactly.
That's the whole idea. But if they're doing it on Thursday, so is it now, instead of it being Black Friday, is it now Dusk Thursday?
Something. Like, I mean, literally, it was all 6 o'clock Thursday, all the specials. So I got there, like I said, it was empty, and that's what I went in for. I was like, I'll see some of the crowd. And I go in, it was like empty, and I'm just kind of like grabbing things off the shelf. And it was like, it wasn't even like a challenge. That was kind of usually the fun part of it, but
I thought that was too, but a lot of people are online. I know I did it all online and I was dumb for some reason because I was thinking that Home Depot was open and I went to Home Depot like at noon and it was a ghost town. And then I didn't realize, hey, Corey, if you would have went back 5 hours later, they were open.
Oh, so they were closed. What time did you go?
I went like around noon.
On Friday?
On Thanksgiving Day.
On Thanksgiving Day, okay.
And they opened like at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock Thanksgiving night.
See, they did
6
o'clock special too.
Yeah, so that kind of like just burns it. I mean, pretty soon it's going to get to the point where it's going to be like Amazon. Amazon did Black Friday week.
Okay.
Everything on Amazon was Black Friday week.
Till tomorrow?
Yeah, it's still going on.
And the thing is too, like I saw people, like there was a TV, I believe at Walmart or something for $298 for a 60 inch or something.
Yeah.
There was a lady selling it online on like one of the Facebook pages. And she was like selling this TV for $400. They're selling it in the store now for $450. So I'll still give you kind of a discount, but more than I actually paid.
Right.
And somebody was like, oh, the store down on blah, blah, blah. That location still has the TVs left for the same price. They're still selling them.
Now, see,
so like there was still a ton left over.
Now, see, I wanted to get to the Nike store that was trashed in Seattle, Washington, because people just completely destroyed the Nike factory store. But Martha off the Twitter brings up a very valid point. She says that the specials ain't even that great in reality, and it's kind of BS. And as far as like changing the name, Lady K changed, instead of calling it Black Friday, it'd be Brown Thursday. Or Dite, who's tweeting from inside Studio G right now, said it should be called Latino Thursday. But that would be wrong, Mocha, because if it's Latino Thursday, Latinos are notoriously late. So it would have to be White Thursday, because white people are always early. Thank you very much. And he's going to tweet again, sitting literally arm's length away from me. And Lady K says hello, by the way, Mocha.
Hi, Lady K.
There you go, Lady K. The specials. I did this experiment last year. There is a website and there's a company that's online that I purchase things from. Some things we use here in the studio, some things I use at home, like speaker cable.
All right.
And back in the day when I was a musician, I bought all the time from Musician's Friend. Musician's Friend always has the, I'm on their news, on their mailing list. They always send out Black Friday specials, Black Friday specials, Black Friday specials. Literally, I kept one of their regular price newsletters,
okay,
and compared it to one of their Black Friday newsletters. And the only thing that changed between the items they were offering was the graphics on top of the picture.
The prices were the same?
The prices were exactly the same. All they did was put a graphic on it that said, now $3.99. But most people aren't me. And they're not going to keep a newsletter from two or 3 months ago that said that that same piece of equipment was $3.99. All right. But now when they see the Black Friday thing come up, what they basically do is they take the original price, put it on a Black Friday graphic, put the regular price of the product, which is $5.99, which it has always been. And the price that they're selling it at is $3.99, which it has always been. The only difference is it says Black Friday special above it now.
So they're just faking people out with the Black Friday
it's
title.
It's all just trickery to get people to think that they're getting a deal when in actual, because who in their right mind saved that same exact item from 2 or 3 months ago? Who does that? No one does. I did it because I wanted to prove the fact, because I was looking through their catalog one time and I'm like, I'm having deja vu.
There's some deals out there. Like I said, the TVs.
Stop tweeting when you sit next to me.
The 60-inch TVs for like $200, that's something you don't get every day.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some stuff.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But I would almost guarantee that there are some deals that are out there, but for the most part, dude, It's just relabeling.
Yeah. I saved like $15 on something I bought for myself. It wasn't like a big, you know what I mean? I just bought it because I saw it there. I was like, if it's there, I'll buy it. If it's not there, I bought him a monster truck, RC truck thing. It was like regular $30. It was $15. I was like, okay. But it wasn't something I would wait in line, like a crazy line for. I just bought it and that was it.
I didn't do anything. And the Nike outlet store in Seattle, Washington, the reason why I brought this up is that they were, someone trashed it. By the end of Black Friday, according to BuzzFeed, more than 20,000 people visited the Nike factory store in Seattle Premium Outlets in Tulip, Washington on Friday. But while hundreds presumably walked away with a new pair of kicks, many changed their minds after trying a pair on, and they literally just left hundreds and hundreds of pairs of Nike shoes in the middle of this Nike store and completely trashed it. It was, according to BuzzFeed, one store employee called the situation a Jurassic Park crazy.
So was it trash from people running in, or was it trash from people just leaving a mess?
Trash from people leaving a mess.
So like they were trying shoes on, asking for shoes, and then just leave it. So there was,
and if it didn't fit, they just chucked them over their shoulders and like a Continental soldier, do your shoes hang low? It was ridiculous. The picture that was up, that was posted for that, but it just shows that, you know, I was proud of Arizona for not making the news, not having any people show out in our malls. Everything was copacetic. Yes, there was quite a few people out there, not as many as anticipated, but we behaved ourselves.
Yeah.
Where Arizona has completely lost their S is the fact that our McDonald's workers are picketing and protesting to get $15 an hour.
Wow. 15. And what do they make? Arizona's minimum wage right now is like, what, eight something?
Something like that. But it's so going like to jump double? To 10 according to the law that passed. Okay. By January 1st, it's going to jump to 10.
That's kind of fair. I mean, that's nothing too crazy.
Okay. What is your take? Philippus, we'll start with you because you know I'm gearing up right now. What is your take on the fact that McDonald's workers want to make $15 an hour?
They're crazy. They probably don't deserve more than $10 an hour.
Okay.
It's not that I agree. I think
okay. Chime in, please, because you know I'm cocking back right now.
Yeah, the people that ask for 15 are full of nuggets. I wouldn't say they don't deserve it. Like, I'm not saying like in a mean way. I mean, they work hard like other people, whatever. But I just don't think they. I guess they don't deserve 15 bucks an hour.
So you think they don't deserve $15
yeah,
an hour?
Yeah,
so
I mean,
you
8 bucks is kind of rolling people, but I think around 9-10 bucks an hour, and then maybe work your way up, but not just all of a sudden, hey, you're going to make 15 bucks an hour because you want to. That's
okay.
Bull.
Okay, all right. Are you ready?
Yeah, go.
McDonald's has never been, nor will it ever be, a career company. McDonald's is a place that the little runny-nosed high school kid goes to get his first job at.
Right.
He walks in there, he works there for the summer, he quits and he puts his nose back in the books. McDonald's is not a place where people go to work because they have college degrees. McDonald's isn't a place where people go to work because they have a high school diploma. McDonald's is a revolving door organization. They have always been that way. They will always be that way. It is not a place where you want to go and say, hey, I'm going to buy a house, finance a car, build a family, have a retirement fund on a McDonald's salary. These some of my bitches can't even put the right burger in a paper sack. And they want $15 an hour. Let me tell you something, break it down to you, McDonald's employees. And if you're listening to the show and you work at McDonald's, if you ain't out there picking in, just go ahead and fast forward past this part. Give me about 3 minutes and I'll be done. Let me tell you something, you some of my bitches that want $15 an hour. You ain't trying to raise your family and drive a brand new effing car flipping burgers and deep frying fries, you dumb some of my bitch. Clearly your ass needs to go back to school. McDonald's is not that kind of company. They are a fast food restaurant, and what you don't realize is that if you do get that $15 an hour, your little sagging pants friend that's been flipping burgers and Dunkin' fries with you will lose their job because they're gonna need their salary to pay you $15 an hour. If you can put I have employees at my numbers job that make $15 an hour. Do you understand the pressure and the high level expectation that I have on somebody that works $15 an hour? That's some pressure. And you talking about flipping burgers and putting ice cream in a cup, and you want $15 to do that? It's not a career. $15 an hour is career pay. That's for people that have trades. That's for people that have degrees. And if you have a trade and you have a degree and you're working at McDonald's, clearly you've now again supported my thought. You're an idiot. Because you shouldn't be at McDonald's with a degree and a trade.
No.
You can't expect $15 an hour from a burger joint. It's unrealistic. I don't give a damn what the law says.
So people that complain, like you said, you can't raise a fence. So if they're complaining, like, I need more money.
If you need more money, go get another effing job. You cannot put the requirement on McDonald's to pay you $15 an hour. There ain't a damn job duty in that place that would qualify paying you $15 an hour.
What about?
It's ludicrous.
What about, and it's not going really far off subject or anything, what about the people? I saw somebody post the other day, they're a waitress, and they were complaining about people not tipping right because they can't even pay their bills because people aren't tipping right. What do you think of that?
You suck as a waitress. You suck at service. Let me tell you something, folks. The service industry, I'm very close to it and very familiar with it because that's what my family grew up on. My father owned restaurants. I come from a place that I understand how this works. My family, everything, our schooling, our clothes, our livelihood was all based on food. My dad had a burger shop that he grew from a little itty bitty small little trailer to a massive building on the corner in South Phoenix, and it was the only burger shop in South Phoenix because Burger King and McDonald's refused to put businesses down there. It's 2016 now, and there's Burger Kings and McDonald's as far as the eye can see. But back in the early 80s, mid 80s, Burger King and McDonald's said it was too dangerous to be in South Phoenix. My dad stepped up and built the first burger shop in South Phoenix, and it still stands to this day. So don't think I'm just sitting here bitching and complaining because I can bitch and complain. I got a connection to this. I understand what you guys are doing, and I understand the reality. Burgers, flipping, deep fry, dipping, and ice cream scooping is not $15. Hell, the managers in these bitches don't make $15 an hour. So if we boost up the little snot-nosed dude that makes you wait 10 minutes to order up your little Big Mac, $15, imagine what we're going to end up having to pay managers. What, are we going to have McDonald's managers that are pulling in $60,000 a year? It's unrealistic.
Yeah, that's
it's
crazy.
Stupid. And guess what? The service was better while you dumbasses were out picketing because we had real employees in there that cared about their jobs.
Exactly. They're going to get used to making. If they make 15, then they're going to start complaining they need 16, and they're just going to, you know what I mean? It's just going to keep going up and up.
It's ridiculous. I don't care that McDonald's is a $1 billion company. It's not Cisco Systems. It's not a company that is made to branch, and there's no career path in McDonald's. It's McDonald's!
Would you be upset? Okay, they want minimum wage to go up. Would you be upset if McDonald's just came out themselves and said, you know what, minimum wage isn't going up, but we think anyone that starts off McDonald's deserves at least $12 an hour. Would you be mad at McDonald's for doing that?
No, I wouldn't be mad at McDonald's for doing that because I think that McDonald's will probably have to cut some people to even meet $12 an hour, which is going to then cut their ability to provide service, which is the crappiest service on the planet. This just in: McDonald's salaries, job titles, your certified shift manager makes $10.29 hourly. Your general manager is pulling in $46,000 a year. And that general manager is probably working 80 to 85 hours a week. Your McDonald's shift manager, $9.92 an hour on average. And the crew members make and $8.36 an hour. McDonald's is the company where you go to make enough money to put a CD player in your car.
Get experience.
It's not a place where you go to work to put a baby in your girl. Am I right? Or am I alone on this?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
You're right.
This is the craziest crap I have ever heard in my life, and it's happening in my backyard. Phoenix, we are better than this. Go in there and flip the burgers, and if you don't, quit. Because
exactly.
I guarantee you, someone that's a failed Uber driver will come in there and flip that burger for you.
I do know if they go to $15 an hour, I'm going to McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to work exactly. for it. Because you know what? I had to work my ass off for 10 years to make the $15 an hour. Now, if I made $15 an hour right now, we'd be in trouble. but thank you. Mata Martha's with me. PJ from Parker chimed in. I don't know what the hell he said. He was probably running when he typed. PJ from Parker, $15. Before we go to break, I got to get this in. PJ from Parker again with a tip in on the meme. $15 an hour. Say hello to your replacement. They're going to put an automated freaking... tellers, they're gonna put in McDonald's ATMs.
Yeah, basically.
You guys keep bitching. You're gonna be replaced by a freaking ATM. Okay?
Like a red box.
And guess what? The ATM don't give a rat's ass how much you pay it an hour as long as it has an internet connection.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I need a cigarette.
A Halo 6?
A Halo 6, too. Thank you, Lip. All right. We'll be right back. Well, I've been hard up the whole show because DJ's here. All right, everybody. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Ooh, I'm going to take a breath. Think you missed Target Black Friday deals? Well. That's I see me. Sorry, they're not on the show. Think you missed Target Black Friday deals? Well, wait until you hear what Target is offering exclusively to Fat Guy Radio Show listeners. Pay attention! Pay attention to me. You won't find these offers anywhere else. Starting this Sunday, listen to me, this Sunday, December 4th, Target will run a beauty extravaganza. Every day next week is a special offer on beauty supplies. The holidays are family photos and selfie times. Ladies and some men, you gotta look your best. Here's what's coming. Exclusively available to Fat Guy Radio, exclusively available on fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Sunday, 20% off bath and body. Monday, 50% off cosmetics, accessories, and nails. Tuesday, 15% off naturals. Wednesday, 50% off BOGO healthcare. Hair care, I'm sorry. Thursday, when you spend $50, you get a $5 Target gift card. You spend $80, you get a $10 gift card to spend on power shave items, dental care, hair appliances, skincare, and more. On Friday of next week, 15% off all fragrances. And on Saturday, 50 off skincare items. But check this out. If you're not a person who wears makeup, there's something for you too. Through the special Target banner on our website, this Sunday only, December 4th, you get 10% off any Target gift card purchase. Hot damn.
Yeah, they usually don't give discounts on
Only the Fat Guy Radio Show listeners. So, guys, save money by getting your girl the gift card, then tell her to take her ass back to the website on the day she wants to use the gift card on any of the before-mentioned specials. Folks, this is how much Target loves partnering with Fat Guy Radio Show. These specials are not found in stores. However, you can order online through our site and pick them up at the store, but you won't see these offers next week on any shelves. Damn, that's a Christmas gift. Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. And we thank them for partnering with Fat Guy Radio Show. When I got that email from old Steven at Target, I was like, dude, are you serious? All this is happening. Every day there's a different special.
That's good.
Starting Sunday.
When's the gift card?
The gift card is Sunday.
Sunday.
Right off the cliff there, a lip. That's fine. We can chop up the part that had the music and send it over to Steven. All right, everybody. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. If you're just joining us, I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Philippius, our executive producer and co-host, Orly. And we thank you so much for checking us out on our live stream. All right, so the $15 an hour thing at McDonald's, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's the most stupidest thing. I've ranted about this since the day they started doing it. And you know what? What's going to end up happening is that McDonald's is a large corporation. In order for them to compensate, to pay, let's say that they have 100,000 employees, 10,000 of those employees are going to lose their jobs in order to allow that money to be applied to the other remaining employees. And some of the people that are out there protesting right now are probably going to be on that list of losing their jobs.
Exactly.
But hey, their coworker that got left behind is going to be making $15 an hour. Borrow the money from them to pay your rent.
What's the highest? I'm going to look it up if nobody knows. What's
and
the
then
highest?
We're going to pay more for hamburgers.
What's the highest minimum wage in what state has the highest minimum wage?
And what would it be? I think it would be your neck of the woods, Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I just made that up. I'm not sure.
I'm going to look it up.
But you can't. You can't protest this. This is ridiculous. Before we get to
Seattle, Washington, on June 2nd, 2014, the City Council of Seattle, Washington passed a local ordinance to increase the minimum wage of the city to $15 an hour, giving the city the highest minimum wage in the United States.
Okay, so take your
protest. Oh, it's over 7 years, so it won't be like full until 2021.
All right, so take your protesting asses up to Seattle, Washington, so I can get through the line in the drive thru and get my Big Mac. Damn it, I ain't got time for y'all to be standing around doing all this craziness. This is some craziness is what it is.
It is.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You want to make $15 an hour? You do not make $15 an hour in high school. You just don't.
You quit high school and get a better job.
The organization that I started working with 15 years ago that I'm still a part of, I started at $8.75 an hour.
In high school, I worked at a fast food restaurant just for a little bit. I wanted to make some money. I thought it'd be cool. It wasn't as cool as I thought. I was making like $4.25 an hour, $4.75 or something.
Lady K said it best off the Twitter. That's crazy. She says it's that level of entitlement.
It's that level of it.
You got to work to get up to that point.
I'm tired of the federal government stepping in and saying, you got these companies got to give more money. These companies got to give more money. What they're going to do is they're going to end up seeing the unemployment rate go up because companies are going to have to compensate for that money somehow. Either it's going to be on the front end at the customer level or it's going to be on the back end by being able to divvy up salaries. And that's just the business end of it. It's going to be more detrimental than it will be rewarding to the few that do get it. They don't understand the fight. All they're looking at is the person in the mirror. They're not seeing the whole picture of the situation. Exactly. And if people are out there complaining, saying, I can't feed my family working at McDonald's, no crap, idiot.
I'm going to roll up and be like, excuse me, when did the Big Macs go up to $7? Well, they probably already are like $7, huh? I should say
more
than that.
That's what's going
to
happen. We're going to end up being $7.25 an hour.
Yeah, I mean, a value meal from them is probably already $7. Everything's gone up already. So can you imagine that? They're going to be like, why is the Big Mac $12? Because I get paid $15.
I have no idea. But anyway,
speaking on that,
we're off the rest of that. I'm sorry. You're just talking off microphone. You got a point. You should have been in front of a microphone, you little jerk story.
Whoa. Talking about how the prices has gone up.
You want to talk right into Philippians' mic there?
So going on about how prices has gone up, do you guys remember like 4 years ago when they had the McDouble and the McDouble had two pieces of cheese on it?
Oh, yeah.
And now you order a McDouble and it's just two buns or two patties with one piece of cheese in between. And they had to cut costs because the McDouble was cheaper than the double cheeseburger.
Oh, okay.
And the reason why they eliminated that other piece of cheese, because the cows wanted $15 an hour.
Exactly.
That's exactly what happened. Thank you very much. Lady K, there's your mocha fix for the day. Yeah, you,
boy. With this McDonald's trivia
is it in here?
Fact of the day.
Is it in here? That's
three.
Is it three?
I don't know.
You just can't be yelling out beds when I'm trying to find a bit. It's gone. It's gone. I was looking for the you looking fine as hell today, boy. But DT ain't been on the show for 25 years. I'm sure. I found this for you, though.
Avocados from Mexico.
There you go. All right, Orlia, are you ready for some new listeners?
Yeah, let's do some new listeners.
We have some new listeners. And really quick, I know. New listener alert! New listener alert! New alert! Go, Orly.
We have Artie.
Artie
coming in from Queen Creek.
Queen Creek.
We have
hey, I see you, Queen Creek.
Tamayo? I don't know.
You say Tamayo, say Tamayo.
In Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. Get her down, Austin. Jonah Melinda. Oh, wait, that's Louisiana.
Carrie in Long Beach.
Hey, Carrie. Carrie, can I carry your bag? That's all I got. I'm sorry.
Tammy in Tucson.
Tammy in Tucson, who's got two toddlers named Tim and Tim. I stroked out at the end of that one lip.
Oh.
Tammy from Tucson has got two toddlers named Tim and Tina.
And we got Clay.
Huh?
Clay.
Between your toes?
Clay.
Aiken?
Clay.
Clay?
Clay is actually from the Van store in Gilbert. I told him to listen to the show.
Hey, Clay! Listening.
So we got a new listener, Clay.
Clay, I got a new listener alert as well. New listener alert, one of my coworkers at the place that I go to that I don't like to go somehow Googled and found the show.
Yeah?
And he comes running to my office and he says, is this you? And I says, why do you sound like Bane? He's like, is this you? And I'm like, no.
It's not like you're wearing a mask or something. He doesn't recognize you. It's your same picture.
Why does it sound like this is you on this radio show? So, yeah, he found it out. So, shout out to my boy Leo, who's my new man crush, and I want to do stuff weird to him in a dark corner.
Now you'll be called into the HR office on Monday morning.
And kiss my ass. I don't care. All right, and that is our new listener. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are a new listener, please reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and let us know that you have found the show, and we will definitely shout you out. And we love it when we have new listeners. And hey, if you do start listening to the show from a referral like Lady K or Mata Martha or PJ from Parker or P1 listeners or what like that, let us know too so we know that they referred you to the show. All right, folks, on the other side of this break, we will be back with our Instagram follower post of the week and America F. Yeah, we have when Americans do what Americans are supposed to do. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply.
If you haven't noticed, there's a huge difference between Corey and I. When I'm out and about meeting people and making new friends, I always tell them to download and share the show through our official show app. It's so simple for everyone with an iPhone or an iPad to go to the App Store, type Fat Guy Radio Show, and the app along with all the shows are right there. I'm not one to tell you what to do, but if I were you, I'd download the official Fat Guy Radio Show app now. Even if you watch the live feed, the app is a really cool way to share the show with people you know. Just show them the app. If they see it's easy to get the show, they are more likely to listen. Get the app. It's there for a reason.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Hey, what the hell? Wait a minute. Is this right? Target has more to offer.
More?
Shut the front door. Target has more to offer. Target offers next week are so huge they needed two Fat Guy Radio Show segments to cover it all. Last segment was about the adults. Now it's time for some additional Target specials for young people, for the young people in our lives. Again, next week only, starting Sunday, December 4th, the entire family can save $10 when they spend $50 or save $25 when they spend $100 on apparel and accessories. And the force at Target through the Target banner on our site is strong. Next week only, save 20% off all Lego Star Wars Classics Junior and Friends. Yes, Mocha, ooh. I said 20% off. And of course, exclusively for Fat Guy Radio Show listeners, Target is offering you 20% off domestics and decor, bedding, bath decor, and rugs. Everything for everyone through fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Now, if you think those deals couldn't get any better, because you are a listener of the show, you can easily share these offers. You'll only hear about it here. We cannot post these offers on social media at all. Target won't let us.
Ooh.
But you can easily direct your family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, and bosses to fatguyradioshow.com/Target. It's a doppel Target exclusive special offer for Fat Guy Radio Show listeners. Happy holidays from Target. Expect more, pay less. Wowie, wow, wow, lady, wow, wow.
Target's hooking it up.
Target is doing it big time. Big time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get to it because it is the new segment that we started last week. I sprung it on all the boys last week, but this week we have all of the wheels in alignment. Thank you very much. We all have the wheels in alignment for the segment that everybody loves so much, and we're talking about the Instagram follower post of the week.
Too bad the camera can't see everybody because everybody's grooving.
Everybody
right
was
now.
Dancing.
That song just brings it out in everybody.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this week's Instagram follower post of the week is Instagram 4Hearts_1Love. Maddie Mac, who captured the greatest child mind creativity moment on Instagram. While Maddie was in the shower, her two children took folding metal chairs, lined them up next to each other in front of their TV. 11 chairs total in the picture. The kids had built a theater in her living room while she was in the shower. Even though there were 11 chairs for two kids, that didn't stop the kids from having a complete sellout of their makeshift living room theater, as all the seats were occupied by their stuffed animals. Her caption, Maddie's caption read, "I get out of the shower and come into my living room to this. I asked them, 'What are you doing?' The kids replied, 'Mommy, we make a theater, and our theater is packed for the movie.'" Maddie Mac's post is our featured Instagram post of the week, and we thank you, Maddie, for following us. You can follow us also on Instagram, instagram.com/fatguyradioshow, and we thank you so much. It was the cutest picture I have ever seen, and we will definitely let Maddie know that she was selected. One of her posts was selected as the Fat Guy Radio Show.
At least it was stuffed animals, and they didn't bring in, like, live animals off the street, like cats and dogs and frogs. And
I love the picture because it reminded me of, like, when I was a young child, and I did...
And you had no friends.
And I had no friends, so I had to make them up and use stuffed animals and my sister's dolls. That explains a lot. What? I apologize for that. But anyway, that was our Instagram follower post of the week. And what we do is, it's really me. I go out, I look at who's posting what, and I just select one that is just the most cutest thing. There were a lot of competition this week, a lot of cuteness out there.
So can you bring one from, like, that you saw last week for next week? So does it have to be within that week?
It doesn't necessarily have to be within that week, but I like it to be within their top timeline. Here's the thing, folks. If I go to your Instagram feed and you haven't posted in 3 months, I'm sorry. I'm just going to go ahead and swipe right. Does that make sense? That makes sense. Oh, how sweet Lady K says, that's a cool post. And yes, she loved the graphics on our Instagram. But anyway, so that's our Instagram follower post of the week. And we're just going to keep it rolling with the feel good stories. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about, we're bringing it back for this one time. It's a segment when Americans are being the greatest of Americans. It's America F. Yeah. And this week's America F. Yeah Spotlight. His name is Drew Frank. I apologize. His name is Drew Frank. He recently turned 13, and he asked people to only give money at his bar mitzvah. But what he did with the money is what makes him our America F. Yeah story. After Drew added up all the money, he had over 25 grand, Orly.
$25,000. How many people showed up to this?
That's what happens at a bar mitzvah.
Or is it just rich people?
Just rich people, sheesh. Pretty much.
I don't even get $25 at my party.
But 25 grand is the money that was given to him at his bar mitzvah. But what Drew's family didn't know is the entire time Drew had no plans to keep any of the money.
What?
Drew had contacted an organization called the Braden Abound Foundation, which gives new shoes to underprivileged kids. Yes, Drew donated all of his bar mitzvah money.
Jeez.
And it purchased 800 pairs of shoes. 400 of those pairs were given to a public elementary school kids in a lower income neighborhood in El Paso, Texas. The other shoes went to a local orphanage and a YMCA transitional living center for women and children.
Man, that's crazy.
Now, while most boys keep their bar mitzvah gifts to themselves, our America F. Yeah Spotlight, Drew Frank, was happy he was able to donate his. And that is why we are highlighting him in our segment, America F. Yeah. I love
Shots
it.
Shouts out to Drew because if somebody gave me $25, I'm a giving person.
Yep.
If somebody gave me $25,000.
Well, a collective $25,000. You know what I'm saying?
Well, either way, I probably wouldn't have gave that all of it away. I would have had me a new pair of shoes, maybe my kids a new pair of shoes.
You would have been rolling it forward. So
yeah.
We have literally 2 minutes left in the show. Paying it forward. Orly, you mentioned this. You brought this up last week,
yeah,
and we didn't get to it on the show. Have you ever had somebody pay something for you?
I did, really quick. At Walmart one time, I ran in. I just actually forgot my wallet, and uh-huh. Let me just go get it real quick. It was 7 in the morning. My car's the first one right there. I ran out, came back in. She was like, here's your bags. And I'm like, excuse me? And she was like, the guy was still standing there. She's like, he paid for it. And I was like, oh, I have money. I go to the ATM and get you some money. He's like, no, don't worry about it. I was like, no, I have money. I just forgot my wallet in the car. And he's like,
sure.
No, don't worry about it. And he's like, somebody did it for me before, so there you go. And it was like 50 bucks.
That is awesome.
Like, yeah,
bro.
I was like, man, if I would have got more.
I've actually done that.
Have you?
And I don't know if I've ever brought this up. I know Philippius and Dite would be familiar with this because I've shared this before. Like when I'm really, really down and really, really in my Aries and in my emotions, And I've had like just the crappiest of crappiest times where it's just like bad thing after bad thing after bad thing. I will do random act of kindness where I will go to, let's say like if I'm at a fast food drive-through and there's a car behind me, I'll tell the cashier to ring me up for their order.
Okay.
And then I'll just drive away.
See, I've wanted to do that. But my thing is, I would rather do it to somebody I see needs help. Like, let's say somebody's like, oh, you know, I don't have enough to buy that. Because I'm like, what if I buy a person behind me? I know it's still being nice. But what if they are like a millionaire or something?
But you just don't know, though. It's just the whole idea of just doing something for someone that doesn't know that you're doing it.
Okay.
I saw this lady at Walmart one time, and she was trying to buy formula for her kids. She had like two things of formula, and those things cost like $30 each.
Very expensive.
And she had to figure out if she's going to buy those or the food for the rest of the family.
See, now that person, I would do it.
She bought the food, walked off, and the lady put the food away, or the formula away to like, for callbacks.
Yeah.
I said, hey, I want the formula too. And I bought the formula and literally ran out the Walmart.
See, that's cool. That's somebody that deserves it. Somebody that I would rather help. I mean, I'm not saying I would rather help. Like, I would help anybody, but that person really deserves it.
That person does. And when you see those opportunities like that, I don't have a problem with that. My modus operandi is to do it when they don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do. I like to just be that mystery guy that just for some reason, and I've done it in the store where there's like, there'll be somebody in front of me that doesn't have enough money and I will, you know, whatever it is, I will just, you know, give it to them. I do it because it somewhat, quote unquote, knocks the bad juju off of me.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, if it's just a bad, bad experience, I have to go out and do something randomly nice for somebody, whether it's buying them some food, whether it's standing in like the line at QT to pay for my big gulp or whatever, and there's somebody behind me, I just say, hey, ring that person up too.
That's cool.
You know what I mean? So I totally do that. Now, here in the holiday season, you got them bell ringers outside of all them stores. Where do we stand on them bell ringers? Lip, do you ever drop any change in
the
little?
I just gave change to the dude right now.
You sucker. Lip, what do you do?
I actually
reach your hand in there.
Yeah, I put my hand in there to act like I'm putting money in there, and then I shuffle it around and I actually pull money out.
You do that at church. You do that at church too. I just see that new car.
The thing though, back on his real quick, not to be negative.
His name is Dite.
Dite.
Thank you.
Same back on his. Like not to, I don't like to think negative about people, but there's so many shady people. Like that lady could have been fake and been like, and then like, hey, maybe somebody will buy it for me. I mean, you never know.
Hey,
but my thing, when the reason I was in Circle K the other day, I saw a guy swiping his card. It won't work. Can you swipe it again? It wouldn't work. It's not taking it, sir. And I was like, maybe I should get you know, I peek over 2 12 packs of Budweiser. I'm like, oh. I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, you're all right.
Yeah.
Like, see, Dite, what you did, you were trying to be nice, but in actuality, you pretty much bought formula for a crackhead.
Probably.
That's what happened. All right, this is our new holiday Christmas closer, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to Justin Bieber. We just didn't get to you today. Today's show was brought to you by our Amazon Holiday Central. Shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or by clicking the Amazon banner on our website. We love hearing from you folks. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow.com/or fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Or if speed isn't your bag, you can always mail us something at box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Interact with us on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Snapchat, Google Plus, and Tumblr. Internet marketing is the wave of new business. Get the word out. Advertise on this show. Email info@bdbradionetwork.com or visit bdbradio.com. For our executive producer, Flo Olympius.
Yes.
And co-host, Uber driver, Orly.
Uber.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone, skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you, what is it all about? Simply reply, they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen after you're done picketing for $15 an hour at a McDonald's. Join us next week. Happy holidays, everyone. See you at the top.
Bye-bye.
Before you go, did you know Amazon is the place to go? FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon is the number one way we power this show. So when you want to save some moolah, start at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, the world's leading online retailer. Now the show is over, unfortunately. Oh, so